Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Rabbi Paul Joseph, Associate Director of Humanities for Jewish Education here at the 92nd Street Y. And this is Jewish Omnibus, one of the last programs of this year. And delighted to see so many hearty souls come out on such a gloomy night to share with us in the beginning of what we hope is going to be one of the most intellectually stimulating series that we've offered this year, Accounting for Jewish Survival. So often we hear people speak of 4,000 years of Jewish history, and the number trips off the tongue rather casually, especially as Passover approaches and we'll recount the history of our people once again. We sometimes forget in our modernity what a telescoping of experience that represents to say a number like that, and what a mystery it represents in the history of the world. Ephraim Speiser, in his introduction to his volume of the Anchor Bible, the book of Genesis, talks about the history of the Jewish people and how if the history of other peoples were described as a line inscribed on the arc of a circle, there would be lines of various length along that orbit. Only the history of the Jewish people can really be described as a sort of diameter of all of history. We were there at the dawn of recorded history, in one sense or another, and, thanks be to God, are still here today. Question is, what accounts for this mystery? And we begin our program with a historical understanding of it. We will move then to an attempt to interpret it through Marxian and universalist types of theories of accounting for the Jewish people's existence. And then we will move to an ethnological and sociological approach. And finally, we will answer with a contemporary theological understanding. That is to say, if all the natural explanations fall short, is there something that a person in his or her integrity can believe about the supernatural mystery of why the Jewish people are here? Although having had a chance to talk to our guest tonight, I suspect we'll begin to touch on that subject even this evening. Our guest this evening is Ellis Rivkin, who is Adolf S. Ox Professor of Jewish History at the Hebrew Union College Jewish Institute of Religion in Cincinnati, Ohio. He himself was educated as an undergraduate at Johns Hopkins University, graduating Phi Beta Kappa, took his Master of Hebrew Literature degree from the Baltimore Hebrew College, and returned to Johns Hopkins for his Ph.D. in history. He taught at Gratz College and at Dropsy College before coming to the Hebrew Union College in 1949. He's held visiting professorships at Antioch College, the University of Utah, Southern Methodist University, and the University of Cincinnati, as well as this semester being at the Spertus College of Jewish Studies in Chicago. He's the author of The Shaping of Jewish History, A Radical New Interpretation, a book I most heartily commend to you and which was the inspiration for my inviting Dr. Rivkin here tonight. Also the author of A Hidden Revolution, The Pharisees' Search for the Kingdom Within, and most recently, What Crucified Jesus? The Political Execution of a Charismatic. His work, the one I've just shown you, The Shaping of Jewish History, was called by Judaism Magazine unquestionably the most profound one-volume history of the Jews ever published.